Hey friends, welcome to Discovery Land today. And today we're gonna stand up, we're gonna worship God, we're gonna sing songs and praise His name. Let's do it together, all right?
See you later.
See you later.
See you later, alligator.
See
All right, I know you don't have a super cool helmet like I do, but I know you have some pay attention glasses. And I know you have some listening ears. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Excellent. All right, and we need to get our mouths ready because we want to be able to see and listen and not interrupt. Okay, so zip, lock, and button. All right, I think you guys are ready. We're going to pray, and we're going to ask God to be with us today. Hey, God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for wanting us to hear about you. Help us to listen today and know you are God. Thanks, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So, many long time ago, there lived a strong king. You guys strong out there? Yeah, cool. All right, and a powerful army. And the leader of the king's army was a man named Naaman. All right, he was a great man and he was a mighty soldier. All right, so yeah, let's see some more mighty out there. Excellent, good job, friends. And so Naaman was a mighty soldier and a great leader. However, Naaman was also sick. Show me a sad face. Yeah, he had a disease on his skin called leprosy. But Naaman was very sick. Show me a sad face. Yeah, he had a disease called leprosy. And this was a skin disease and it caused all sorts of trouble. And Naaman needed to be healed. But who can heal? That's right, God can heal us, because that's one of the things he does. And Naaman's wife had a servant girl who worked in their house, and she was an Israelite following the one true God. And she knew that God heals. So she said to Naaman's wife, "If my master would go to Samaria and see God's prophet Elisha, he will heal him." All right! That would be great. When Naaman heard this, he went to the king and told him what the girl from Israel said. And the king said, "Go and see this Elisha and go and be healed." So Naaman and his servants traveled to Israel. And when Elisha heard that Naaman wanted to be healed, he sent a message to come directly to his house. So Elisha knew it was his responsibility or important job to show God's love to Naaman. All right, he wanted to show God's love to this guy. When he arrived at Elisha's house, Elijah didn't come to greet him. That was kind of unusual. Instead, he sent his servant. And the servant said, "Elisha says that if you go to the Jordan River and wash yourselves 7 times, God will heal your disease." Interesting. Would you think that a river could do that? I don't know. But that's what Elisha the prophet said, and that's what God wanted him to do. So, what do you think, Naaman? What do you think he thought about that? Well, let's find out. We're going to continue. When he heard what Elijah had to say, he was angry. Like, I can't believe it. Because Naaman was a proud man, and he was a commander of his army, and he was super important, and he expected Elisha to come out and he didn't want to go wash in a muddy, yucky Jordan River. So, friends, he was so angry, he almost just gave up right there and just was going to deal with his disease. He wanted to go home, but the servants begged him and said, "Please, listen to the prophet Elisha. God will heal you if you trust his word." So Naaman went to the Jordan River. So Naaman, how many times is he supposed to go under? 7. All right, let's do it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is a lot of time. 6. 7. What do you think happened? It didn't happen on the first time. or the fourth time, or the sixth time, but on the seventh time, when Naaman came up out of the water, his skin, it was healed. It was smooth. It didn't have any of those marks. The sores were gone, and God healed him. Naaman was amazed. Like, it was amazing. He went back to Elisha's house and stood before Elisha and said, "Now I know that there is no God in all the world except in Israel." From then on, Naaman promised to worship God and God alone. And he probably couldn't wait to get back to his own country and tell everyone how the Lord God had healed him. Yay! Oh, yeah, you can cheer too. Let's cheer together. Yay! Oh, friends, God loves you so much, and he has given all of his love so we can share it with others. Think about the servant girl and the prophet Elijah. They both knew God and felt his love, but they didn't keep that to themselves. They shared it with Naaman. Because they trusted God and followed him, God worked through them to heal Naaman inside and out. And God healed all of his leprosy and healed his heart, most important. Wow, our God is awesome. He's so good. And praise be to God, the one who forgives us of our sins, and he can heal us from our sickness too. That's awesome. So friends, let's spend some time today responding to what God has been teaching us today. So let's pray. God, thank you for loving us. Thank you for being with us. Help us to show your love with other people. In Jesus' name, amen. So maybe someone that you know needs to know God. So maybe right now you can think of someone. And when the music starts, you can pray for that person. And you can ask God to help them too. And maybe God wants to use you to help them. That would be amazing.
Oh.
So let's hold our hands out for a blessing today. May you remember all that God has done. May you know that God forgives your sins and heals. We'll see you again soon.